Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
I'm here with Michelle from the Four Seasons Cookery Academy, a very well-respected nutritionist, to talk about various topics and how certain foods can help us to feel so much better. So, Michelle, what are we going to be talking about today?
Oh, my gosh, Maggie, this is one of my favourite topics. It's boosting your immune system.
Oh.
There's never been a better time, has there, to protect and to boost. You know, we know that our beloved NHS is experiencing a few problems. We know that people are having challenges getting through to GP surgeries, etc. And really, now is the time for us to take responsibility in trying to keep ourselves as healthy as we possibly can. And the immune system, I'm not going to go into huge detail. It's quite a tricky little thing. You know, we've got different levels of defence before we start and actually taking on a cold or an infection of sorts. But by keeping our immune system fairly well built up, we can prevent or lessen what comes next.
Okay. It helps you to not catch things, is that
what
you're saying?
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. And I just get very excited about this, so please bear with me.
Oh, because carry we know on. That this works. You get excited, by all means.
Thank you. So we've got our favourites here, some of which you might love, dear listeners, and other things you'll be saying, oh, no, I don't like that at all. But remember, you don't have to have all of these. You just have to have a snicket of this and a snicket of that to build up the whole picture.
You don't have to have them all at once.
No, that's not a good plan. So the first is garlic, and garlic is just absolutely amazing. It's got antibacterial properties and really helps to strengthen our immune system.
Right.
Another big tick is for vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our bodies don't store or produce vitamin C, so we need to really replenish this every day.
Okay.
So oranges, anything that you like along the citrus front, absolutely brilliant. Green tea, full of antioxidants.
Right.
And we talk about antioxidants. You might say, oh, what are antioxidants? And in a nutshell, we're back to the nuts, substances that can slow or prevent damage to our cells.
Right.
So green tea, 2 cups a day would be absolutely perfect. I'm not too much a lover of green tea, but I quite like the mint one. So, you know, I do try and have one a day at least of the green tea. Dark chocolate.
Ooh.
Dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
This is superb for our immune
system. A whole
bar
of it?
What size bar, Maggie?
Oh, 3 yards long.
Oh, you could be in trouble. 70% dark chocolate, superb for our immune system.
Right.
It contains iron, magnesium, manganese, potassium, zinc, and selenium.
So just a few bits.
Just a few.
Not the whole bar.
Just a few bits, but oh gosh, it's absolutely brilliant. And one of the best ways that people like to take it is to melt a few squares into hot chocolate.
All right.
To make a delicious and nutritious hot chocolate drink.
Okay.
Instead of, dare I say, block your ears, dear listeners, those jars of hot chocolate that you buy, which is just really pure sugar. But this is delicious.
Okay.
So 70% chocolate. If you don't like 70%, it's too bitter for you. Get a 47% and a 70% and mix them together.
All right.
And absolutely delicious. Delicious.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Then we're looking at zinc. And this plays a vital part in boosting our immune systems. And again, not stored in our bodies particularly well. So it's really good to include zinc-rich foods every day.
Right.
And foods there that are really good, seafood, meat, nuts and seeds, avocado, delicious. Chickpeas, lentils, pumpkin or sesame seeds.
Any particular meat? Does it have to be red meat, white meat?
I think the meat that of preference for me would be either chicken or turkey.
Right.
But of course, there's nothing wrong with red meat a couple of times a week, Maggie, at all. It gets very bad press. But
no, I just wondered.
Yeah, but it's absolutely
which is best
fine.
For
dark chocolate and dairy. So we're back to our dark chocolate now. Kiwi fruits,
mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, the packed list of nutrients.
Really?
Yeah. And exciting studies are showing, which I this is the humble food and the humble kiwi fruit, if you think about it, that 5 per week can reduce asthma-induced wheezing.
Really?
That's something else, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is absolutely...
Because they look so innocuous, don't they?
Yeah, and they're quite a faffy little thing to prepare, and they kind of put you off. But, oh, my gosh, and the first sign of a cold or a chesty infection, get a few kiwi fruits down you and keep going for that week,
right.
At least one or two a day. They help expand the bronchial airways. That scientific stuff that's coming in. Ooh. Very, very... Just a humble kiwi fruit.
It's interesting, though.
Oh, my gosh. I have heard of people actually eating the skin as well, but that's a step too far. Me.
It's a bit furry, isn't it?
A bit furry.
Yes.
Porridge with berries, with a bit of local honey on.
Mm-hmm.
Berries are nutrient rich, especially blueberries. Absolutely superb.
Do they have to be fresh or can they be frozen? Or?
Anywhere at all.
Oh, right.
And in actual fact, Maggie, sometimes frozen is better because they've been frozen the minute they've been harvested.
Yes.
No problem at all with frozen foods at all.
It's just if you're a single person, say, and you buy a bag of blueberries, some of them have gone off by the time you've got to eat them. Whereas if you've got frozen ones,
yes.
You can just pick and choose, can't you?
Take out what you need.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Lemons have natural antiseptic and antibacterial properties.
Oh.
So again, I've put at the first sign of a cold or a sore throat, make our potion. Now, our potion, I laughed when I was telling somebody about this, a potion. They said, potion, that sounds a little bit witchy-fied, but anyway, it works. So whether it is or not, it doesn't matter. And that's half a teaspoon of turmeric or turmeric, call it what you will, a squeeze of honey, preferably again your local if you can, and a squeeze of lemon juice and just enough hot water to take it like a shot. So you don't want it boiling, you want it just hot enough to swig down. Pretty unpleasant, but it does the trick. And if you have three per day for the first 2 days, this will really relieve symptoms very, very quickly.
So it won't dare to come back, will it?
No, they won't, not with that shot. And we love sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes contain your full daily need of vitamin A.
Really?
And a third of your vitamin C requirements. They keep your blood sugar stable and they make a lovely alternative to a jacket potato.
Yes.
A lovely alternative.
What if you were to fry them as chips? Same thing, or you wouldn't want to do that?
However you want to enjoy them.
All right.
Everything in moderation. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be on my soapbox now about vitamin D.
Okay.
And I'd like a whole little podcast about this, but we'll just try and fit this in now to this if we can.
Okay.
Because we really should, since the pandemic, we should be having vitamin D throughout the year. Before, I used to say to clients or to my lovely people, between kind of October and March, let's have a high-strength vitamin D. But at the moment, we need it year-long. And I would say for another year, at least,
okay.
We need to keep this up. And vitamin D has been proven to be the first-line defence against many, many ailments.
Right.
So please, vitamin D, it reduces your risk of flu, reduces your risk of cancer. The list is endless. So please, everybody, vitamin D.
Okay.
You won't get enough from your food. You do need a supplement.
Okay.
Broccoli, you won't be surprised to know that that is a very, very powerful line of defence. That lovely green colour. Oily fish.
Oh, yes.
So again, you know, your salmon,
mackerel.
Your mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely delicious. Nuts and seeds, any nuts and seeds that you're adding. So the little chia seeds, the little tiny pinprick things that you can put on. It's got omega 3 and 6, full of protein. You know, you can sprinkle them onto porridge or yogurt. Very, very good for
but
you
they're
indeed.
They're so tiny. How do they get all that inside the seed?
I know. I know. You look at them and they're just
so weeny, aren't they?
Yeah, they're absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Now, pomegranates. Oh,
yes.
My days. Packed full of antiviral properties. Also very, very good for your gut health.
Right.
So we've got a double whammy there. Ginger, superb antiviral and antibacterial properties and really enhances our immune system.
Okay.
Now, we've spoken about foods, Maggie, but the other thing I want to just put into the equation here is about stress and trying to reduce it because stress lowers our immune system immeasurably.
Yep.
And please, listeners, just try and take time out every day to just be, even if it's just sitting for 5 minutes with a cuppa. It could be your cup of green tea. But please do know that stress really does lower your immune system.
And just being, as you say, just for 5 minutes is fine.
Take time out.
Yes.
This morning I was quite busy and trying not to get a little het up because I had quite a heavy workload. And I just stood and listened to the birds singing, and they were very, very... The chorus this morning was absolutely beautiful. And it just connects you with the moment.
Yeah.
The same here, laughter.
Yes.
And laughter really is the best.
It's like having a holiday, booster. Isn't it, they say?
Yeah.
Having a good laugh. A good
is.
Belly laugh.
Yeah, a good belly laugh. A little few deep breathing, listening to the birds, taking time, drinking your green tea, taking time out. Absolutely superb. And exercise, the exercise word, again, they reckon just 20 minutes every day makes such a difference. And it doesn't have to be running or jogging. It could be something you really enjoy doing. There's something for all of us. It could be trampolining. It could be line dancing. It could be whatever you feel like doing that
just
you
walking.
Really enjoy.
Walking.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you could be whilst you're walking because you can listen to the birds and look at the flowers.
Absolutely. Yes. With a flask of green tea.
Yeah.
For when you stop off and look at the view.
There you
I love it.
Done.
And then the last little thing again, it's kindness, dear
yes.
listeners, because when we do something for others, no matter how small, it gives us that feel-good factor, not to mention what it does for the recipient. And that's really vital for everybody's well-being. And I would challenge you, dear listeners, every day, to just do one little random act of kindness and feel that inner glow of happiness. It doesn't have to be anything huge. It can
no.
be letting somebody out of the traffic. It could be opening the door for somebody. It's just those little things, and all of these things help to boost our immune system.
And shouldn't we be kind to ourselves too?
Yes, Maggie. We most certainly should. And it's not something we're very good at doing.
No.
Thank you for that.
By the way, Michelle has said that if you would like a fact sheet on the subject you've just been listening to, completely free of charge, if you go to her website, which is cookeryacademy.co.uk, she will sort you out. Thank you, Michelle, and hopefully you'll be back soon with some more topics.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at VectisRadio.fm.